Okay, today's daf is Sota, daf Lamed Zayin. As we continue here in the seventh parak, and we're continue into the last week and a half of this exciting Masechta. So says the Gemara Tanya, a little more than halfway through the wide lines, as we are discussing the Agadata related to Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, and Yosef saw his father's image in the house. We spoke about, so is that a great, is that makes it easier for him, does it make it harder for him? We spoke about Rav Yashiv and the Tosfos on top here, and now we are continuing that discussion. Yosef was able to be kovish his Yetzer and then come out on top. The Gemara now continues, after saying that the Zera of Yosef somehow came out of his fingers. Do you take that literally? Do you take that just as a he was able to refocus his taiva and control? Again, the Mefarshim talk about Kabbalistic ideas with the 10 fingers and the Zera coming out. But the Gemara continues along that mashal or along that story and says, Tanya, Hayaroi Yosef, Latseis Bimenu Yud Beishvatim, Kederach Shiyatsim Yaakov Avinu. Really, Yosef is right to have Shvatim come out of him, just like his father. As we know, the Medrash gives lists off 10 to 15 items how Yosef and Yaakov were parallel to each other. Rashi al Torah quotes like 3 or 4 of them. Both of them were sent out and hated by a brother, and both of them lived in a strange land. And there are many parallels between Yaakov and Yosef. So here's another one. Yosef would have had Shvatim. Shneemar Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. But because of this, his ten fingers, that's 10 potential shvatim that went out, and the what was left? So he had 2, right? That would make 12 altogether. The Afal Pikain says the Gemara Yatsu bin Binyamin Achiv. But still, the 10 came out of Binyamin, meaning Binyamin, his brother, was Zocha to have 10 sons. The Ian Yaakov here says that because of the Zera that came out of the fingers, really Menashe wasn't fully the Bechor, and that's why it wasn't as much of a problem to be Sikel as Yadav. By Vayechi, he switched the hands because of Menashe, Ephraim, but he already, it wasn't Reishis Ono, because of the, whatever this miraculous event that took place in terms of Yosef's overcoming. V'kula nikru al shmo, and all of Binyamin's sons were called based on Yosef. Shneemar uvnei Binyamin, Bela, v'vecher, v'ashbel, v'gomer, all of the sons. Bela, shenivla, beina umos, all of these sons, by the way, give us the impression that Binyamin knew that Yosef was alive. Right? It's not that he was, we don't know from the text. It's just that Yaakov was Vayimayin Lehisnachem. What did Binyamin feel? Did Binyamin ever find out? Did the brothers also keep it a secret from him? Remember, Yitzchak Avinu, Chazal say, knew about it that didn't say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say either. So what about Binyamin? So all these give the impression that Binyamin knew that he was sold. Belash and Nivla Ben Ha'umos. Right? He was swallowed up amongst the nations. Doesn't say that he was killed. Swallowed amongst the nations. And Ubechar, Bechar Le'imo Haya. The Ashbel Sheshav Ol, Hashem caused him to be captured. Gera Shegar Ba'achsanios, he lived amongst inns. V'Naaman Shenaim Bioter, Echi Varosh, Achihu Veroshihu. He was my brother. He was my the head. Mupim V'Chupim Hu. What is Chupim? Hu Lo Ra'a Chupasi. He did not see my chupa. Va'ani Lo Ra'isi. I did not see his. Va'ard sheyarad lebein umos ha'olam. He went down amongst the nations. Ika da'amri va'ered shepana another shot for va'ard shepana doman levered. His face was as sweet as a rose, as beautiful as a rose. If you look on the this whole discussion, a couple of things. Number one, mupim. That's the only one the Gemara does not explain. Right? Explains all the other ones, but not mupim. So Rashi quotes Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Before it's Rebbe Rabbi Tanchuma, Shahaya Piv Kefi Yaakov Avinu, Bahalachos Shakibo Mishem Va'ever. Mupim from the word Peh. Mipeh from his mouth. Yosef knew the Torah like Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu gave him from Shem Va'ever. Right? This is what Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, that the Torah that Yaakov Avinu learned in Shem Va'ever, he gave over to Yosef. That's Ben Zakuni Mulo. He gave over that Torah. And Yaakov Kamenetsky has a thought, which is much quoted in this context. He writes this in a number of places in his commentary in Sefer Bereishis. He writes this in Vayetze, he writes this in Vayeshev. Vayetze, I think, is the most comprehensive discussion of this, and that he says, what did Yaakov have to go, famous question, why did Yaakov, on his way to find a wife, he stops off for 14 years and goes in Beis Medrash and Ve'ever? Your father told you to do something, so go do it. So why did he stop? He took a detour for all those years. His father and mother told him to go find a wife, and he doesn't. He goes to learn. What does he go to learn now? It's like your father asks you to go to the store, and instead of going to the store, you go to the Beis Medrash, and you stay there for a while, and then you go buy the eggs. So says Rabbi Yaakov, no, it's not the same mashal. Continue the mashal. Your father asks you to do something, buy eggs. So you go study what kind of eggs are the best, and which eggs I should buy. So that whole learning was to be able to do what my father asked better. Yaakov Avinu was told by Yitzchak and Rivka to go to live with Lavan. So Yaakov was not used to this. Yaakov up until now had lived a sheltered life. He was in the Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, and all of a sudden he was going to have to be in this difficult surrounding, this trickster Lavan, and how was he going to prepare for that? So he had to go to Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Aver. Why? What did they learn in Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Aver? When did Shem live? When did Aver live? They lived. Their Torah was how to be a strong Jew in Gullus. Shem during the times of the Mabul, Aver during the times of the Dor HaFlaga. So that's what they learned there. That's the Torah. And that's why Yaakov went there on the way. Because that's what he needed to make sure he was strong in that area. Before he went to Lavan. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. He says, Shona behechlet, me torasim shall Avram ve Yitzchak. Ha'avo say Yoshim be yeshivo, marbitzim Torah lechalaba, leyem, listachif benachlasam. And they learned Madriga gadola be Yoser, Amunah avodas Hashem, mechusanim legamre. They were totally closed off and insulated, mehasviva bachutz, the lo mushpaim imena klau. And that's why, he says, you have to get out of here. You have to leave. Lokain shame ve'aver. Shame b'no shal noach. Shenif lamidur amabel. Nitsa lo rak me amabel. Elagam misvivatam shal anshe dur amabel. Aver no la v'chai b'meidur aflaga. Right, they wanted to build the tower. So lefizeh Yaakov, he was going to fulfill his sivui of his parents by stopping off. And that is the Torah that Yaakov gave to Yosef, because he saw on some level in his Ruach HaKodesh that Yosef, more than the other brothers, was going to need this Torah. The brothers didn't recognize it, and that's why they were jealous. They just thought that Yaakov was giving Yosef extra Torah that he was giving them. But really, Yaakov, maybe he should have explained it, right? The Chazal pick up on that and fault Yaakov for showing favoritism to Yosef, the Ksonis Pasim and the like. But says of Yaakov, based on Unkelus there, Yaakov was doing what he needed to do for Yosef. Every child needs his own education. Chanoch l'nar pi darko, and that's what he was giving over, all the Torah that he learned from Sheva Aver to Yosef, because Yosef was going to have to be strong following the footsteps of Yaakov. And that's the, again, a major discussion in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Again, in Vayetze, in Vayeshev, and that is maybe what's alluded to right here. Right, Rashi quotes the Rebbe Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma. Right, Mupim from the path, from the mouth of Yaakov, it was given over to Yosef all the Torah, Shekibel Mishem Ve'Aver. That's what Rashi says right here. The Rambam sums up in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. The Rambam says in Parakeh. What's in Yisodi HaTorah? Parakeh says the Rambam in the context of Kiddush Hashem. So, right, finishing up this Yosef story, the Rambam Parakeh discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, when do you have to give your life, when not. That's the basis, Yisodei HaTorah. So there, towards the end of the Parak, the Rambam says, Kal ha'over aveira midaito below ones. The Rambam has an amazing line. Whenever we do a mitzvah, we're also fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Whenever we violate an aveira, we're also violating the aveira of Chilul Hashem. Every time we do anything, call over me daito below ones, al achas become mitzvahs amuris batorah. Whenever we would violate an aveira, not being forced, bishat benefesh lahach is, right? Because I'm doing it lahach. Well, I guess you have to have the element of lahachis, not l'teyavon. If I do an aveira, not because I have a taiva, but because I don't care. Hariz a mechal es Hashem. That's why he says it by one avera shvu sheker, and then the other basar mi Yisrael as chilas Hashem barabim. V'chein kol aporeish me avera o asa mitzvah. If I don't do an avera or I do a mitzvah, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not because of anything in the world, lo pachad v'lo yira v'lo levakish kavod, ella mipnei habore baruchu Ikpa because of Hashem. I do a mitzvah, I get up for davening, I go learn Torah, I do any mitzvah, I put on tzitzis, because Hashem told me to, that is a Kiddush Hashem, and that is like, Kiminias Yosef HaTzadik Atzmo Me'eshes Rabo. If we ever do a mitzvah, or not do an Aveira because of Hashem, it's like we see our, he doesn't quote seeing Yaakov Avinu in the vision, but obviously the Rambam would say that doesn't mean there was actual vision. The Rambam would say he remembered his father, so that is a Kiddush Hashem. So the example the Rambam gives for someone who was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in their life is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, the Rambam probably gets that from our Gemara, but also from the Gemara in Yuma, and the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Hey, the three people who are going to be Mechayev us. Hillel is going to be Mechayev the Aniyim, the story of Hillel going up on the roof in the snow when he wasn't allowed in. He didn't have enough money. He didn't even have the tarpik to get into the Beis Medrash. And Rozer ben Charsom is Mechayev the Ashirim. He was the very rich man, all the boats, all the cities, and he went around as a stranger in his own lands. And Yosef is Mechayev the Rishayim. What is Yosef? The Rishayim, the ones who have tremendous Yetzaharas. Yes, Yosef Mechayev, that's why he's called Yosef HaTzadik, right? He was Kovish's Yetzer, and that's the example the Rambam gives in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah for bringing Kiddush Hashem. Okay, so those are the 10 sons of Binyamin, coming from the fact that Yosef did not have 10 sons. Okay, more Yosef discussions a little bit. Amar B'chiyah Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Bishash Amar Lo Paro Yosef. When Paro told Yosef, Umi Baladech, Halo Yoram Ishes Yado, nobody should lift their hand, right? Or the Ezra Globech, Halaris Mitzrayim, when he gave Yosef all of the power, Amru, it's Taganine Paro, the sorcerer said, Evet Shalacho Rabo Be'esrim Kesef, Tamshilei Oleinu, this lowly Jew, right? Anti-Semitism already at its best. This holy Jew is going to rule over us. Tamshileu aleinu. Amar lahen. Ginune malchus ani roebo. I see he has royalty. I see his royalty in him. Rashi says, Gavni malchus bechachma gvura viyofi. Right? Rashi says he's wise. He's gvura. He's royal. He's handsome. I see he has shades of a melech. Amru lo. They said, Imkein ye yodea b'shevim lashon. Okay, see, it's royalty, so you should know all 70 languages, if that's true. So, says Paro to them, okay, tomorrow I'll test them. So during the night, so that night, Gavriel gave him a crash course, taught him all 70 languages. All 70 languages. Gavriel has come a few times in the clutch in this Masechta. Gavriel has come. If you remember back on Davyud, we had that Gavriel, negative forces were trying to take away when Tamar sent back to Yehuda the items that she had taken from Yehuda. So certain forces were trying to be marchik them from Yehuda because they didn't want Malchus Beis David to come out. And Gavriel came and was makariv them. Or if you remember a few daf later on Davyud Beis, the Bas Paro went out and some of her servants were going to kill Moshe. But Gavriel v'chifta v'karka. Gavriel came and knock them down. Gavriel many times comes in exactly at the right moment. Right in this week's parsha, right? The Yosef met a man. Yosef met a man. Asked, "Where are my brothers?" Rashi quotes, "Ze Gavriel." Gavriel is always sent to be able to help out a Jew in need. So that's what happened here. So Gavriel went and gave him a crash course in all 70 languages. Lohavi kagamir. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Lohavi kagamir. So he couldn't learn all of them. He was having trouble. Hosev lo os achas mishpochel kadosh baruch hu. He added on the hey Yehosef, as we said, was written on the big day Kohen Gadol v'lamad, and then was able to learn. Shenemar edus b'Hosef samo b'tzeis or l'aretz Mitzrayim. When he went out of Mitzrayim, when he was b'Hosef, then he was able to learn it. The Marsha here writes, even though the Gemara just up above said that he was zocha to that hay when he was mekade shem shamayim baseser, it means that he was zocha to the miracle, but it might not have happened until he needed it. So when he needed it, that's when he got the extra name, even though ultimately the reason he was zocha to him was because of the kfishas yetzer that he did. So he was taught all of the languages. Did he know any language? He was taught all 70. So we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Ben Yehoyada. Does this prove, is Lashon HaKodesh one of the 70, or is it not one of the 70? Right, wasn't he just taught 69 plus Lashon HaKodesh? So it's a machlokes achronim here. If you look in the Marsha here says, you know what you see from this Gemara? Lashon HaKodesh is not one of the 70 languages. Because it says he was taught, he knew Lashon HaKodesh. What did he speak to his parents? Right? So he knew Lashon HaKodesh. It must be, says the Marsha, that Lashon HaKodesh is not one of the 70. And he says, you also have this, right? We have on Sukkot, we bring 70 cows. Can I get the 70 umos? 70 umos is excluding Am Yisrael. So you see, it's always 70 plus. So that's what he says. V'hadi yishpai paro t'lo maglile. I, paro, we're going to see in a second, swears, don't tell anybody I don't know one of the languages. But what do you mean? Paro knew all 70. Paro knew all 70. The point is he didn't know the extra one. You know, and that was also embarrassing. Even if you knew all 70, bishum to gnai ha'il of a paro, she Yosef yada, balashon echad, shu lashon hakodesh, yeser alayin lashon, v'lo yada lehishiv lo, right, it was still embarrassing for paro. That's the Maharsha right here. But at the Ben Yoyada we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Ben Yoyada said, no, it is one of the 70 languages. But there's different ways of speech. There's the slang, street way of talking, and there's the formal, higher way of talking. So maybe Yosef knew how to converse, but there were certain words that maybe he would never have known, right, that's only in the dictionaries. So he had to teach him that too. Even if Lashon HaKodesh is one of the 70, says the Ben Yoyada, he still had to learn the nuances of the language that he might not have known. So, Machlokes Marsha and the Ben Yoyada, whether the Lashon HaKodesh was one of the 70. Anyway, so let's get back. So what happened? So all night he stayed up and had a crash course in all the languages. Ulamachar, and the next day, kol lishna d'ishtoi paro ba'day, every time Paro started talking to him in another language, a hedolei, he answered him. Ishtoi iyu b'lashon hakodesh, and after the test, so Yosef starts speaking to him in lashon hakodesh. Lo avika yadam I have a yamar, and Paro had no idea what he was talking about. Right? He stumped Paro. Omar le agmere agmere, teach it to me. Lo velo gamar. He couldn't get it. Paro couldn't get it, right? If you don't learn language at that young age when the brain is ready to get the language, you know, it's finished. Never gonna happen. Omar le ishtavali dlo maglis. Swear to me, Yosef, that you will not reveal this to anyone, that you know something that I don't know. Ishtavali. So he swore to him. So later on in history, after Yaakov Avinu dies, Rashi quotes this in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says that Yosef told Yaakov that my father swore that we have to bury him. So it sounds like what Yosef is trying to convince Yaakov. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yosef, they loved Yosef. Rashi already says that at this time, at the end of the tides are already turning. Right, the tides are changing. Paro is not so in love with Yosef. Right, they don't believe in Akaras HaTov in Mitzrayim. So at this time, Yosef says, "My father made me swear." Amar Leis, so Paro says, "Zil itshel ashvu asech, go to your rabbis to be matir neder." So Amar Leis says, "Okay, v'shalom inami adidach." So if I'm getting rid of this shvua, Paro, I'm going to get rid of the other shvua too. So Paro says, "Okay, fine." Fine, you don't have to. V'yavag avdolo nichale, even though he was not happy about it, Amar le, ale ukvaris avicha kashurish biyacha. Go bury your father as you swore, only because you swore. Remember, we also had this earlier in the Masechta. You have to connect all the stories in Masechta Sota. We had back in the end of the first parak, the story of when Yaakov Avinu went up, and first the Mitzriim were in front, and then on the way back, after they saw the 36 kings put their crowns and the whole miraculous events that occurred with the burial of Yaakov, so on the way back, they let the brothers go first. But you see, this was already the climate in Mitzrayim was already anti-Jewish, even at this time, after Yosef had saved the entire civilization. Okay, Yehuda, Mahi. So where did Yehuda sanctify Hashem's name in public? So we just explained. We said Yosef sanctified Hashem's name in private. That was Eishes Potiphar. Yehuda sanctified the name in public. Where was public? The Gemara is not assuming that it was when he did Shuvah and he said Tzad Kamimani and the bas kol that went out earlier. It must have been a different event. That wasn't so public, right? That was Yehuda said that. But where in public did Yehuda sanctify the name of Hashem? Mahi d'tanya. That was later on in history. Yehuda's descendant. When the Shvatim were by the Yam, now Yamsuf, not Yarden. When they were by the Yam, the Shvatim were fighting with each other. Wow, this Chazal say they were all fighting. They each wanted to go into the Yamsuf first. Kafat shifto sho Binyamin v'yorel Yam tchila. So Binyamin started going. Binyamin started going down. He went down. Tchila, he went down. First, Shene'emar, Sham Binyamim Tzi'ir Rodeim. Al Tikre Rodeim, Ela Raid Yam. Right? So we darshan that it means he went down first. Vayusara Yehuda Rog Mimosam. And the prince of Yehuda, no, we want to go first. They were getting into fights, throwing stones. Shene'emar, Sare Yehuda Rigmatam. Right? Literally, that means just the princes. But that's the drasha that they were mad. Lefichach. So Yehuda said, no, I want to go first. So fighting Yehuda and Binyamin. But because Binyamin went first, Lefichach Zacha Binyamin Hatzadik. So Yosef is called Tzadik and Binyamin is called Tzadik. The only two Shvatim. Right? None of Leah's children, I don't think, were called Tzadik. Or Yehuda is not called Tzadik. Right? Binyamin, Yosef Hatzadik, that's what Chazal also called. That's what the Rambam called him in Yisodiya Torah. But here Binyamin is also called Tzadik. Zacha Binyamin Hatzadik, Venase Ujpizchan Ligvura. Binyamin was zochet to be the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar uvenk teifav shachein, between his shoulders he shall rest. What's that referring to? That's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. The entire Mizbeach had to be, uvenk teifav shachein, had to be in Binyamin. That was the Misora, and that's why the Gemara says in Zachim Nun Gimel that the south and the east side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod, because then that was exactly where the Gvul went through, and the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, right? Yehuda had the political echelons and the political levels, right? The Marsha there. There's only one Marsha, Kedusha Agadah on Zvachim, one or two. So that's where he says, what's the Svara for this? Because separation of certain church and state. You can't have Yehuda and Binyamin overlapping in a different way than that's what's used in the world. But either way, Yehuda is Yehuda, and Binyamin has the Mizbeach, right? Separation. Good. That's the first opinion in the Braisa, that all the Shvatim wanted to go down at once, and there was a fight between Yehuda and Binyamin. 2 points. Number one, ask the Ben Yoyada, why couldn't they all go down together? The Yom Sof was big enough, let them all go down, side by side. What were they fighting? Who's going to go in first? It's a big beach. Let them all go down side by side. So explains the Ben Yoyada, no, they didn't. They didn't want to. Why? Hikshari, he quotes, Malam Lamachlok Ezub, Alo Hayam Gadol, Sheishbo Meshach Rav Shi'ur, Sheikatsu Kulam, Babas Achas. Venirali, we'll have to remember this for Parsha Shir and Parsha Beshalach. To call Shevet Veshevet Rotse, Sheyira Esamayim Achar Habekia. Sounds like they knew that there was going to be an ace as they were about to go in. Right? They knew, somewhat. And every Shevet wanted to see it. Omdim choma miminu mismol. They wanted to see the walls on the side of water. Kedei lomar hashira batoch hayam. Kisharon hanes hagadol beinehem. They wanted to see it. Vim yikansu kol hashvatim bebas achaz. If they all go in at one side by side. Nimsa rak harishon. Asher batoch habekia roe hamayim choma yimin dafka. The first one that goes in, the one in the middle, will all of a sudden see the water splitting. But everybody towards the sides, if they go in side by side, will only see their side. They won't be able to see the other side. They'll see the right side where the water is splitting. They won't be able to see the left side. And they want to see both. So that's why they wanted to go in Zachar Zeh. So every Shevet wanted to be able to see the split from both sides. And that's why they weren't going to go in side by side. Okay, that's the Ben Yoyada. If you look in Tosfos here quotes a Brisa. Tosfos quotes a Brisa. It gives a mashal. Mashal amad avadomet. Tosfos on these dafim, they don't act like regular Baalei Tosfos, because it's all agadata. Tosfos quotes a mashal amad evadome, lamelech basar adam. There's a king who has two sons, echad gadol echad katan, an older son and a younger son. He says to the younger son, hamidani menetzachama, wake me up at sunrise. Wake me up at sunrise. And he says to the older son, wake me up after 3 hours of the day. Wake me up at 10 a.m. So, at sunrise, this younger son goes and is about to wake his father up. And the older son says, no, I'm going to wake him 3 hours from now. No, my father told me to wake me now. And they start getting into a fight. Who's going to wake? And meanwhile, the father wakes up from all the ruckus and he says, ah, because both of you want to do my will, I'm going to reward both of you. Shneichem lo kivantem elo lechvodi, af ani lo kapech eschachem, right, maschar notlo, and I'm going to give you both schar, Binyamin. Had the Shechina, obviously, and Yehuda had Malchus. That's the mashal of Yehuda and Binyamin fighting. Ask the Netziv, what exactly is the message of the mashal? Right, sunrise and Yehuda and Binyamin. Says the Netziv, they were mechulak. Yehuda and Binyamin were arguing about how exactly this nace should occur. derech hateva or derech hanes. We know the Torah describes that there was a wind. If Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have gone in, it would have been windy and windy and windy until it split slowly, slowly, and it would have even been bederech hateva even more. And that was what Yehuda wanted. That's why he said, don't go in. Binyamin's like, no, let's do Nais. Let's run in so it happens quickly. And Hashem has to save us. Because Binyamin was about Nais and Yehuda was about Teva. And that was the Nekudas HaMachlokas between them. And that's even the Netziv writes on Parshas Vayechi. He doesn't quote what he writes there. But in Parshas Vayechi, he writes on the Brachas of Binyamin and Yehuda. They each symbolized these two elements. David HaMelech, when he does a kina for Shaul, he says, L'lameid l'bnei Yehuda keshes. Teach us arrows. What does that mean? So Netziv explains, David HaMelech fought wars. It was Bederach HaTeva, right? And that's why he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. He fought wars. It was Teva. Binyamin was still Bederach Nes, right? Shaul was in the world of Nesmor. And that is why that was the machlokas right here too, because they each had a different element, a different midah of who they were. The Malbim writes also on Yerushalayim Kiir Shechubra LaYachtav. He writes, what's the mechubar? David HaMelech wanted to go to Yerushalayim Dafka because he wanted to bring together Yehuda and Binyamin from Chevron. He was from the Ari Yehuda, and after 7 years of having his malchus there, he went to Yerushalayim because he wanted to bring together. Yerushalayim was on the border, as we just explained with Yehuda Binyamin. Shaul was from Binyamin. He wanted to be ma'achid klal Yisrael. And that's why he brought everybody together in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is Kir Shechubra LaYachtav. Yehuda, Binyamin, Nes and Teva, all the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's really a city that was that you had to buy the land. It's Teva, it's Nes. That's what Yerushalayim is. And that's says the Netziv. Right here, that's the message of this Mashal that Tosfos quotes about the two brothers. Right, and the Netziv says, sunrise is like Nes, because that's the younger brother, because who wakes up at sunrise? And later on, most kings wake up at 3 hours, right? And that's what, like, the Gemara says in Brachas, and that's why that's considered Teva. He goes through the mushel, but that is what is said. Okay. So, the Gemara that we did four lines today so far. So the first opinion in the Brisa is that all the Shvatim wanted to go down first, and there was a fight between Yehuda and Binyamin. We don't usually think of it that way. Amar lo Rebbe Yehuda, lo kachay amaisa. No, that's not what happened. Ella, no, just the opposite. Ella ze omer einani yoret chila layam. Veze omer einani yoret chila layam. That's what we usually assume, right? Nobody wanted to go down. Everybody was scared. Kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadav, v'yara layam tchila. Nachshon ben Aminadav comes up, and he jumps in first. Shenemar sivavuni b'kacha shefrayim, u'bemirma beis Yisrael, v'yehuda, Od Rud Im El. V'alav, right? And everybody was fighting and lying and not doing anything until Yehuda went down. V'alav mefarish b'kabbalah, hoshieni elokim ki bo mayim anafesh. Right? David HaMelech capturing that feeling. Right? Save me, because the waters come up to my soul. Tavati b'yaven mitzula. V'ein ma'amad v'gomer. Al tishtefeni shibolas mayim al tivla eni mitzula v'gomer. All the psukim that talk about drowning. V'osa shah hayamarech b'tfila. And at that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy. Moshe Marach Metfila. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy davening. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedidai Tovim Bayam V'Atam Marach Metfila Lefanai. Stop davening. Stop. Go. Amar Lefanai. Ribono Shel Olam. Uma Biyadi Lasos. What do you want me to do? Right. A Jew davens. Amar Lo Daber Al Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso. Right. Go. Go. Right. If you look in the text of the Torah, it does not say Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Right. It says Moshe lifted up his hands. Different versions of what happened. Split it. But because of this whole story, Nachshon from Shevet Yehuda, Lefichach Zacha Yehuda, Lasos Memshala B'Yisrael, he already showed his midah, he had Memshala. Shneemar, Haisi Yehuda L'Kadsho, Yisrael Mamshalo Sav, Matam Haisi Yehuda L'Kadsho, V'Yisrael Mamshalo Sav. Why is he ruling? Mishum Daharam Hayam Ra'av Ayanos. Because he was able to see and to go in and cause Kriyas Yamsuf. So that was the Kiddush Hashem Barabim that Yehuda did. The Medrash tells us in Tehillim, Ma Ra'a Hayam, what did the Yam see, Vayanos? Remember what the Medrash says? Yosef, not being with Eishes Potiphar. Connecting these two stories that are right next to each other in the Gemara. Ma Kesher, between, what's the connection between the Yam Ra'a Vayanos and Yosef? Both, the Bali Musar explain, both are going against nature. Going against Teva. The Yam was Ra'av Ayanos. It went against its Teva, And why were Bnei Yisrael zocha to that? Because many times Bnei Yisrael go against their teva. Yosef went against his teva of Eishes Potiphar. And Nachshon ben Aminadav, human beings don't survive in water. And he went against his teva and went into the water. Right? So that's why, because of that anti-teva behavior of Yosef, of Yehuda, that's why we were zocha to Nisim and Inflos. The Arachayim HaKadosh, we mentioned this a couple of years ago, in the Parsha Shir and in other Shirah, has an unbelievable line on this Pasuk, Yud Dalet Tezvav, of Daber Matitzakelai, Daber Ben Yisov Yiso, Es Arachayim HaKadosh. What's Hashem saying? Why are you davening? What does a Jew do when they're Betzaris? We daven. That's what we do. Hashem says, stop davening. Don't daven. Don't daven. Tell him to do something else also. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, an unbelievable line. He says, there are some situations where even tefillah is not strong enough. And it's the only thing that helps determine these and be machriya the situation is emunah. There are some things that tefillah doesn't work. You need to have the emunah. And that's what Hashem was saying. Hashem was saying that the tefillah can't help right now. Meaning, it's only, Arachayim HaKadosh says it. He says, it's not totally on me because of the prosecuting forces. Elo devadazara, elo devadazara. I can't do anything now. The only thing that would help is a reflection of emunah, meaning going into the yam. That's his line. Pirish, ki ein adavar talui biyadi. Hagam, it's like, if he wouldn't say it, imale, like the Gemara says, imale mikra kaso v'yeshar la'omro. If the Arachayim HaKadosh wouldn't say this, then we wouldn't be able to say it. Pirish, ki ein adavar talui biyadi, says Hashem. Hagam sha'ani chafetz asos nes. I want to do an ace, but I can't, says Hashem. Kivan sheheim einem ru'uyim. Midas hadin mona'as. The Midas Hadin is not letting me do it. The Ein Koach Berachamim Kenegan Midas Hadin Hamona'as. The Midas Hadin that I set up, says Hashem, is not letting me do anything. So what does Hashem say? Dabro Bnei Yisrael Yiso Pirish Zos Ha'etza Hayeutza LaHagbir Tzada Chesed VaRachamim. Do what? Dabro Bnei Yisrael V'Yisatzmu BeEmuna BeCholibam V'Yisu El Hayam Kodem Sheyichalek. Al smach habitachon ki ani esel lahem neis ubemso zeh tiskaver harachamim. Wow, that is a Arachayim HaKadosh. Right, that means we have to emuna, also tefila, but emuna as well. Okay, so this is the machlokes tanoim about what was going on at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Did everybody want to go in? Did nobody want to go in? And Yehuda coming through in the clutch. Viter Tanya. So now let us get back to. As the past 2.5 blot, we've been talking about the Tosefta on Paraches of Sota. So we keep quoting 10 to 15 lines, and then we go off on a tangent. So now we're going back to the Tosefta, all about the Hargrizim and Arevel. So Tanya, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, E.F. Shalom or Levi Lamata. The problem is there are two psukim. One says that Levi was on the mountain with Hargrizim, with the other Shvatim, and one says Levi was on the below. So, if Shalom or Levi Lamata, you can't say Levi was Lamata, Shekfar Nehmer Lamala, because it says that Levi was on the mountain, right? Rashi here quotes the Psukim. Levi was Lamala. Rashi quotes, Rashi quotes all the Psukim up above, right? The Lamala, Rashi quotes, all the way on top is Rashi, right? Elu Yamdu Lavarech Shimon Levi Yehuda. Right, all the way on top. Rashi quotes that. V'yev shalom alamala shagar neymar lamata. It also says lamata. Right, it says in Sefer Yehoshua that the Levim and the Kohanim were below. So, haketzad. So, how do you get out of that stira? Zikne kahuna v'leviya lamata v'hashar lamala. Shot number one, v'zikenim. The elders of Kohanim and Levim were below, and the rest were on the mountain with the other Shvatim. Rabbi Yoshia Amar, kol haroi l'sharis lamata. Anyone who was roi to carry the aron, they were below. Meaning at the age, whatever the age was, 30 to 50, Vashar Lamala, and the rest were up above. Rebbe Omer, Elu Ve'elu Lamata Ein Omdim. Rebbe has a totally different version of the whole story. Everybody was below. There were no Shvatim on the mountains. Elu Ve'elu. Everybody, says Rebbe, were below. Hafchu Paneim Klapei Argrizim Upaschu Bebracha. And everybody turned to Argrizim and recited the Bracha. Klapei Har'evel Upaschu Beklala. That's what it is, my owl. But it says owl. It says they were on the mountain. Al basamach. No, sometimes you find in Tanakh that owl means next to. And one pasuk is quoted, Kedetanya v'nasata al hamarechas levona zaka, put on the lechem upon him. put on it the frankincense, but it's not. The Lavona went next to the Lechem HaPanim. It hung on a hook on the Shulchan. So it wasn't on, it was next to. Rebbe Omer, Al Basamuch. That's what it means. Ata Omer Al Basamuch, O'enu El Al Mamish. Does it mean on or next to? Kshu Omer, Visakosa Al Ha'aron, Es HaParoches, when it describes the curtain being Al Ha'aron. You know, the curtain wasn't on the Aron. The Kaporis was on the Aron. But the Paroches was the curtain, was next to the Aron. So Avi Omer Al Basamuch. So you know Al means Samuch, next to, and not on top. Fine. Now says the Gemara the following. Baruch bichlal, baruch biprat, orer bichlal, orer biprat. What does that mean? We know that there were 11 or so psukim in Parshas Kisavo, specific averus. Oror asher, the person who does this. Aura this, aura that. But then there's also a Sama Pasuk. Aura sharlo yakim is divrei Torah hazos. Says the Gemara, every avera and mitzvah really had a specific label, or if you do this specific avera, baruch if you do this specific avera, and then everyone had a general. Baruch, if you do this avera, it's really a fulfillment of the whole Torah. An aror about this. So everyone had really four. Everyone had an aror, klal and prat, and a baruch, klal and prat. And lilmod ulalamid lishmar velasos. This is crucial. What is the Gemara saying? Every mitzvah has four elements to it. Before you do a mitzvah, you have to learn about the mitzvah. Lilmod, lilamid. You have to share the mitzvah with others and teach others about the mitzvah. Lishmar. That's the toughest one. What does that mean? Lishmar. So the Marsha here says you have to review it. Review it to make sure you have it. It's shamur. You also might say, shamur means to see this mitzvah in the context of the larger mesorah of Klal Yisrael. That's what shamur might mean. And lasos, to actually do the mitzvah. Rashi says right here, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon te'unos arba'a eila. It's amazing musar. It's a great line. Every mitzvah has four elements. We can't just do the mitzvah. We got to teach somebody else about the mitzvah. We got to share the mitzvah. We have to see how the mitzvah fits into our avodas Hashem in general. We have to do the mitzvah. So, if every mitzvah had four elements and two baruchs and two arurs. So how many baruchs, how many elements are there for every mitzvah? Hare, arba, and meaning there are four, everyone has four, the baruchs and the arurs. Arba, the arba, hare shmona, but then there's lilmod lilamid, that makes eight. Shmona vishmona, and then there's lishmar velasos, hare sheshes, right. So it's really 16. Because every mitzvah has four elements. Every mitzvah is really four, but every mitzvah has baruch bechlal, baruch beprat, or bechlal, or beprat. So they had 16 declarations about every mitzvah at that time. On Agrizim and Areval. And v'chein besina, v'chein ba'arvos moav. And these declarations, this bris, this covenant between Hashem and Am Yisrael, wasn't only said on our Grizim and our Evil, that was the final time, but it was also said at our Sinai and Arvos Moav. So that's 16 times 3. Shene'amar, Eilo Devrei Abris, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe V'Gomer, Viksiv Ushmartem Es Devrei Abris Azos V'Gomer, Nimsa Memches Brisos. 48 covenants. I'll call mitzvah u'mitzvah. We are connected to Hashem through every mitzvah on 48 levels. The Ben Yoyada says that's the 48 Dvarim Shatorah Nikneis Bahem. Right? 48 Dvarim. 48. And that's why you find throughout Tanakh, Chayil. He's Bia Ben Chayil, Eishas Chayil. Chayil's 48. Right, so you have to be connected. Eishes Chayal Miyimsa, a woman who's connected on all the levels to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's 48. That's the first day. Rabbi Shimon Motzi Hargrizim Har'evel U'Maknas O'al Moed Shebamidbar. Rabbi Shimon takes out, he says, no, the Hargrizim and Har'evel wasn't a separate covenant. Rashi Motzi Hargrizim Lefi Shalo Amar Yehoshua Alei and Kol HaTorah Ela Mitzvah Shebaparsha. A bris means all the mitzvos. Yehoshua ben Nun only said the ones listed later on. But he didn't say all the mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shimon takes out Argizim and Areval. He agrees there were three, but there's a different one. There was an earlier one in Ohel Moed. Uppeplukta Dahani Tanoi. And this machlokes, whether there was a covenant in Ohel Moed or Argizim and Areval, is really the following machlokes Tanam also. Detanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Klalos Namru machlokes. Major machlokes. We're only familiar with one of these opinions from Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. But really it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Klalos Namru B'Sinai Upratos B'Ohel Moed. Rabbi Yishmael says, not every detail of every mitzvah was given at our Sinai. only the general mitzvos. But the details were given later on in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu went through, right, that is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Klalos Upratos Nemer Misina, right, like Shemitah, right? No, all the details were given in our Sinai. Vinishnu Ba'oamoed, Vinishtal Shu Ba'arvos Moav. So Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, it's a historical machlokas. Meaning, what happened? Were all the details given in Har Sinai? So Rashi explains, the Tana Kama earlier, who had Har Grizim and Har Eval included, holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Because Har Sinai and Ohel Moed are one Hemshech. You can't say Har Sinai is a separate one because they didn't finish it yet. So Har Sinai and Ohel Moed is counted as one. And then Arvos Moav is counted as two. And then Har Grizim and Har Eval are counted as three. But according to Rabbi Shimon, no, he also like Rabbi Akiva. So Har Sinai was one by itself. And Ohel Moed was one by itself. And Arvos Moav was one by itself. And therefore, you don't have a separate one for Har Grizim and Har Eval. There's an important tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz, also in a Parshas year a couple of years ago. This is a major discussion in the Rishonim. What was the purpose? What is the purpose of Sefer Dvarim? And how exactly did Sefer Dvarim come about? We know there are many new mitzvos in Sefer Dvarim that were not mentioned earlier in the Torah. Does that mean that Moshe did not give those mitzvos to Am Yisrael until right before he died? Right, the Sefer Dvarim is 6 weeks. 6 weeks is Moshe Rabbeinu before he died. So, Yibam and Chalitza, and all the laws of Meshuach Melchama, and all the mitzvahs that are not mentioned earlier. So were they not given? That is a major machlokas we shown him. Were all the mitzvahs given or not? The Ramban, in the beginning of Dvarim, discusses this, and in his Agdama to Dvarim, and he says it was all given already. Hakol Nemru B'Sinai Obo Amoid Shana Rishona Kadam Amaraglim Avalo Nechtevu HaMitzvos B'Svarim HaRishonim Shiyadabrim Yotzi Mitzrayim Kiyulai Lo Nagu Bosa Mitzvos Rak Ba'aretz. But it was all given earlier. Says the Radvaz in a Tshuva Chelek Vav Simin 2143 Shnei Alafim Kufmem Gimel. Says the Radvaz V'Divrei Temehim Be'inai. I argue with the Ramban. Shem Sivo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bohem Daber Obanei Yisrael V'chikavash Nevuaso Arbaim Shana Miman Avshach. I don't understand. If it was told to Moshe, how could he not tell them? V'im Tziva Bohem. And if he told them Ela Sha'amar Lo Shalo Yomar Osam Lahem Ela Samach Liknizazim Laretz. And if Hashem told him to tell them but don't tell them till later, so why didn't he just tell them later? V'yodkat. And he continues, Shemitah and Yovel was said earlier. Right? Those were not Nohek until they went into Eretz Yisrael. And most mitzvos in Dvarim are Chovas Haguf. Why aren't they said? Why weren't they said earlier? So I sover. He says, "Kol parshios amechudashos barbas moav nemru v'chol parsha shenishnes bishum tovar shenis chadish ba." I think there were things that were not said earlier, and they were not told to Moshe Rabbeinu earlier. V'ashol alzeh shol aritzono. And don't ask me why did Hashem not say some things till earlier and some things till later, because that's asking about divine motivation. That I can't tell you, says the Radvaz. I could only describe. I could describe what, but not why. And that's the Radvaz right here. V'nechi nami shetziva mitzvos rabos ba'arvos moav v'kama mitzvos matzinu shaman moshe Yisrael v'lo nomer ben tzavos b'nei Yisrael v'chulu. And he continues, so it's a major machlokas. I didn't give the Ramban justice, because I'm just reading the Ramban through the Radvaz, but this is a major discussion in the Rishonim, but it has to do with this Gemara right here. Meaning, was Arvos Moav a Nubris? Was it a continuation? V'chulu. Okay, we continue the Tosefta. We continue. V'yein l'chal kol dvar mitzvah u'mitzvah shebeksuva batorah. So nichros ola arba mushmona brisos. Every mitzvah in the Torah has 48 brisos. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar Akko Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Ein lecha mitzvah shaksuva batorah shel nichros aleha. Arba v'shmona brisos shel shosh miyos ela v'shlosh shel alafim v'chamesh miyos hachamishim. 48 times 603,550. That's how many brisos. Why? Because of arvos. Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. So I'm connected to your mitzvah too. So it's 48 times the number of Jews that there were at that time. Amar Rebbe, L'divrei Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Ishkfar Akko, Sh'amar Mishum Rebbe Shimon, you know, if you're already going that far, it's even more. Ein l'chal kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shebet Torah, sh'lo nichrasu aleha arba mushmona brisos, shel shesh miyos ela v'shlosh aleha v'chamesh miyos hachamishim. Sounds like the same thing. Nimso l'kol echad v'echad miyisrael, shesh miyos ela v'shlosh aleha v'chamesh miyos hachamishim. My binayu. It sounds like he did the same exact math equation. Right, he did 48 times 603,550. Amar Mishashi, Arva v'Arva da'Arva ikiminayu. No, the difference is, Shimon is Arei for Levi. is Reuven an Arev for Shimon's Arvus of Levi? Meaning, what if Shimon can influence Levi from stopping to do an Aveira? But I don't know Levi. But am I responsible to go tell Shimon to make sure that he takes care of Levi? Arva da Arva? Right, the Gemara Baba Basra says, Chavra Chavra Islay. Right, the Arva da Arva. So that's why it would be time 603 again. It is Arva da Arva. Okay, that is the discussion. Rashi here explains it. Am I an Arei for my friend's Arvas? Either way, we are all connected, right? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, the basis for Yatza Motzi, the basis for various halachas. There's a big discussion in the Rush. Again, we don't have time to go through it all, but the Rush in Bracha starts the discussion. Women. The Rush has a line, and the question is, what does the Rush mean? Right, the Rush asks a kasha in Maseches Brachos, Paragimel, the end of Simen Yud Gimel. The Imkain asks the Rush, the whole Gemara in Brachos Daf Chafot discusses about women and Berachas Hamazon, whether they're obligated or not, maybe not, because not a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, not Bris Mila. Asks the Rush, V'Imkain Ishanami, Avo Bishena Chayav Asela Midrabanan, Toti Achirim, Shechayav Min HaTorah. If you believe in the principle of Arvus, so why can't a woman who might only be obligated midrabanan be motzi a man, as who is obligated to bench midaraisa? Yeshlomar delo dami. Here's the line of the Rush, and there's a machlokas what he means. De ish afagav shelo achal klum. A man, even if he didn't eat anything, dinhu sheyiftar es achirim, he should be able to exempt others to call Yisrael Arevim zelazeh. Ela midrabanan amru. You know, even if I didn't eat anything, I should be able to make the bracha for you. But you know what? Chazal say midrabanan, don't be motzi unless you ate something too. Right? Ela amru shalai yivarchu berach denenim below hana. Laficha kishachal kizayis. Ava bijin ochayv ela midrabanan, motzi esachem shachlu kidei sviya. Even if I only ate a rabbinic amount, but I could be motzi you. Why? Sha'arev hu ba'avuram ve'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon. V'liftaros amin ha'mitzvos. Aval Isha Eina Bichlal Ha'arvus. That's the language of the Rush. Lakach Eina Motzia Elamisha Chiyuva Midrabanan. There's a difference between a man who eats a rabbinic amount and a woman. Why? Because the Rush says Isha Eina Bichlal Arvus. What does that mean? So the Dogma Meravava on Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rush and says women are excluded from Arvus. Period. He generalizes it. And Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch and also in the Tshuva says, what are you talking about? Women, of course, are included in Arvus. It means within benching, they might not be included in Arvus because they're possibly not obligated in benching. Any mitzvah that you are shayach to, you're in the world of Arvus. It's just, the Rush doesn't mean in general women are not included in Arvus. No, it's specifically in benching. Okay, let's continue. Says the, again, that's a huge discussion, but just to be aware of the Rush, the Noda Yehuda, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ben Achmeni mitzurgam mine derab Shimon ben Lakish kol parsha kula lo nemra ela benoe fino afes. The entire parsha, all of those errors, arguing on everybody we said before, all of those errors are relating to Niuf, relating to Gili Arayis. Arur ha'ish asher yaseh fesu l'maseicha v'gomer. What does that mean? Right, it says, if somebody makes a fesel masecha, so you know why the Gemara darshans this way? Ba'ara sagile, you just give him a little curse? Gilia, he did avodah zara? No, there has to be something deeper here. Ela zeha ba'ala erva, v'holin ven, it means somebody created a mamzer, and because the mamzer was very embarrassed, he couldn't marry anybody, v'holach labein ovde kochavim, v'avad avodah kochavim. That's what this ara means. Ara yasa fesel masecha. And all of them, arurin aviv v'imo, shel zev shekach garmulo, ara the parents, because they caused him to do avodah zara. Rashi goes through every one of the psukim, explaining, even though they don't sound like it's related to Gili Arayis, he goes through each one, and he says, except for one I can't figure out. Rashi says, on the first wide line at the end, Mashke Iver, Mifat, I'm sorry, no, that he does figure out, the third wide line at the end, Mate Mishpat Ger Yatom, Eino Yodea Ladarsho. Right, if somebody who makes crooked the Mishpat of a Ger Yatom, of a ger and a yatom, an orphan, right? I don't know how to say that fits in. So if he doesn't Tosa Rashi, he figures it out. Tosa Rashi quotes Rashi, says, I'll figure it out. If somebody makes and he leaves his wife and he leaves her as a yatom, anyway, he figures it out. Tana Rabbanan. V'nasad esa bracha la grizim esak lo v'gomer, mata malomar, im olam eichet ei bracha la grizim. V'klala har eval, har ekvar nemar, eilu yamdu l'varech esa al har grizim, v'ksiv eilu yamdu la klala bahar eval. What are you repeating that pasuk? I already know it. The Ela lahaktim bracha laklala. To say that the bracha goes first. Yochol you call a brachas kodmas laklalas. You might think you do all the brachas and then all the klalas. Tamalomar, no. Bracha uklala. Bracha achas kodemas laklala. Vein call a brachas kodemas laklala. So you do all the barachs of one and then you do the klalas of one. And then you do the brachas, then you do the klalas. Ula hakish bracha laklala. And also to compare them. Lomar lacha ma klala balaviim. Av bracha balaviim. They were each said by the Levim. Uma klala b'kol ram, av bracha b'kol ram. Each said out loud. Uma klala b'lashon hakodesh, av bracha b'lashon hakodesh. It was said in lashon hakodesh. Well, that's how we got into this whole discussion. Beginning of our perek. Uma klala b'klalu prat, av bracha b'klalu prat. It was general, specific. Uma klala elu ve'elu onin ve'omrim amen. Av bracha elu ve'elu onin ve'omrim amen. So that's why this is all here. Remember, just going back, bringing it full circle, back on Daf Lamed Beis, we got into the discussion of brachas and the klalos, because they were Elu Ne'amar and B'lashon HaKodesh. And that's exactly what we just said right now. So, what we are up to is Birchas Kohanim. Right, that is going to be the next. As we said, Sota has many halachas and many mitzvahs that do not appear anywhere else in Shas. A major discussion of them. So next is Birchas Kohanim. The major discussion in Shas of Birchas Kohanim is right here. Coming up, before we get into other mitzvahs as well. Okay, we'll stop here.